Today we are talking to Segerstrom Center for the Arts and performances there from all walks of life, all different types of cultures. It's an amazing place. And then also the schools there, the opportunities for kids, the dance school and music school. And so we are joined by Jason Holland. He's the VP of Community Engagement.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You must love your job. It's an incredible place.
It's an incredible place to work, and it's an incredible thing to get up every day and do something you love.
Yes. And so you're going to talk to us today. You have a special program for kids. And then also tell us a little bit about the center.
Absolutely. Yeah. You did a great job of kind of giving them a flavor for Segerstrom Center for the Arts, which is, you know, we like to say great performances are just the beginning. We get to present Broadway and dance and jazz and all these wonderful orchestras.
Ballet.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so many rich presentations that happen on our stages. But for, gosh, more than 20 years now, the center has been bringing quality education and community engagement programs out, either at the center itself or beyond the center. We actually reach about 4 or 5 counties in the work we do. So it's a pleasure to do something where we know the arts can change lives.
Yes, it can. Yeah. And you have kids of all ages that you work with.
We do. Mm-hmm. Gosh, absolutely. Yeah, from itty bitty. You know, when we like to introduce little kids to the arts, obviously right away, we know there's a great impact there. But we also extend our programs all the way to working with seniors with Alzheimer's, for example. So we know from sort of womb to tomb, as they say, the arts make a difference in someone's life.
Yes. Yeah. And you have Next Act. Is that right? Next Act going on?
Right. Yeah. The Next Act campaign is really an extension of the center really asking itself how it can extend and deepen the work that it does in the community that we're based in, right? As the world changes around us, arts organizations have to pay attention to that and sort of ask themselves, what are we doing to make sure that we're serving the community that we exist in? And so the Next Act campaign is really an extension of that idea.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that you have this new campaign, this new school starting for children with special needs. And you've got a music and a dance program for them, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So a couple of years ago, we launched a wonderful ballet school called the ABT Gillespie School. Mm-hmm. And it's a traditional ballet school. It's a wonderful curriculum, really rigorous for students who are really interested and passionate about ballet. And once we got that program off the ground, which we were thrilled to do, it launched successfully. Lots of kids are going to that school. We asked ourselves, you know, who in the community are we not able to serve with this particular program? What can we build into the center that serves other individuals who are not being served? And we really talked about the fact that individuals with disabilities and special needs are often a hidden community and an important one. And we know that the arts are critical to everyone in this community that we live in. So we have launched now this program, which is a dance and music school for kids with disabilities. It's beginning ages 4 to 12 is who we're serving right now. And the thing about the program that's exciting is it's a fully inclusive model. So individuals with disabilities are a part of the school, but those who are developmentally typical are also a part of the classes. We want all the kids to study together because we know there's great learning and great impact that happens when we're all together in class.
Are they broken down by age groups?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. There's classes for younger kids, kind of the 4 to 6 age range, and then we do sort of age range in the middle, you know, about 7 to 9, and then we do classes for kids at the top end of the bracket, and we go up to 12 years old. So we put them with their peers, age-wise, but we make the classes fully integrated in terms of dancers of all different abilities are together.
They get so much out of it, including self-confidence, being able to express themselves, creativity. Do you find that there is a lot more that comes out of the classes in addition to what they learn in the classes?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Those things that you listed, those outcomes, are really the goals for us for the program. So this isn't a therapy environment. It's really a space for these kids to be creative, to express themselves, to be joyful. One thing I'll mention is the teaching environment, the team that teaches these classes is pretty unique. So I wanted to mention that there's a dance teacher in the room, of course, but there's also a physical therapist or occupational therapist, one or the other. And there's also a musician in every class. So the classes are basically accompanied live, and the musicians have all different instrumentation. Some are piano players, which you might expect in a dance room, but some are string players. So the students get the benefit of music as a part of every lesson. We have music time as well as dance time.
So they're hearing the music. It's being played as they're learning.
Yep.
That's a really well-rounded experience. That's fun.
Multi-sensory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about this is also that you do provide some scholarships, and this is affordable, and you work within individuals, people on an individual basis.
That's correct, right? We want to make sure that no one is turned away, that this program is available to anyone, no matter what their means are. So for those individuals where financially it may be difficult for them to enroll in the class, we offer scholarships to help offset those costs.
That's great. Giving back to the community in a place that's world famous. It's a world famous school. And also the ballet school that you have. Is it rigorous? Is it very strict? You have to be committed?
Yes, it's a pretty rigorous curriculum, but it's a really high quality curriculum. Mm-hmm. In that school, the students enroll basically in an annual way. So they're sort of taking classes throughout the year. Mm-hmm. For our school, for the music and dance classes for kids with disabilities, right now we're starting with a 6-week model.
You started on Monday, February 6th.
Correct. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we welcomed our first kiddos into class. It was so great after almost a year of kind of preparation and building curriculum to finally welcome these kiddos into class. And so right now we'll have a 6-week model where you can enroll and take dance class once a week for 6 weeks. But by the fall, we will move into more of a semester model. So we'll kind of grow in our ability to sort of offer more and more classes for a longer period of time. So kids can really, you know, back to your point about the outcomes and the goals, they can really build their confidence. They can connect more with each other. They can express themselves more and more over time. That builds more. So we want to head that direction.
And it's long term now. This is a long term plan.
Absolutely.
And I read that it's a comfortable, non-competitive environment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Everyone is accepted into the program just based on availability. There's not anything like an audition or anything. It's because it is fully inclusive, because we welcome everyone. Mm-hmm. There's no sense of, you know, those who can and can't be in class. We just make sure to spend time getting to know each family so that we can do our best to offer the support, the equipment, anything that's needed to make that child feel successful in class, we'll provide. But you're right, there's not a competition. Mm-hmm. It's an environment of inclusivity, joy, and an open, welcome spirit.
And where can people find out about the classes and about all of this?
We have a lot of information on our website, a great part of our website. So the website is scfta.org/classes. In that part of the website, they can find everything from curriculum information, goals of the program, how to register, the application for scholarships, all of those things.
And I wanted to ask you about the performances going on now, right, that are scheduled that you can come and see.
In terms of the Performing Arts Center?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh, yes, always. There's a million things happening at the center. We open a new Broadway show, which is Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. So we're always presenting symphonies, Broadway shows, dance companies, and great artists. So as we say, great performances are just the beginning.
At the site, you can find out about the performances. That, like you said, they're always ongoing, really amazing performances. And you're under construction a little bit, right? You're adding on?
We are. Uh-huh. We are redesigning our plaza. So the plaza is kind of the courtyard area between our two facilities, and it's being redesigned right now. We're adding a permanent outdoor stage. It'll be done this fall, and when it's completed, there'll be a grove of trees, seating, an outdoor cafe, and this outdoor stage where something like 30 weekends a year of free programming will be offered to the community. We really see this as a redesign process will allow the plaza to be a gathering place for the community to come together and enjoy great performances, even more great performances than we're already offering, and really highlighting community groups as well. Mm-hmm. We think we'll be completed around October, late October. So this calendar year will be done.
Wow.
Yeah.
A beautiful space to share performances with. Will that be free to the public?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's a beautiful space to gather free performances, getting to see more cultural groups from throughout the county, highlighting local artists, bringing in outside artists. So there'll be an array of activities happening out there. But the important thing is it's free, it's accessible, it's for everybody.
And I wanted to ask about you. How did you end up working
with My background is education and theater. Mm-hmm. So theater was my discipline. When I was younger, in my mind, I thought that I would be the high school teacher that taught English but did the plays. Mm-hmm. That was my point of reference, going to school in the Midwest. That's kind of all I knew. So that's kind of what I thought I was going to do. But twists and turns in life, did some work in theater, but discovered the world of arts administration, arts management, and had never really thought about how many career paths there are in the arts that are not performance-based, like mine and many, many others. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had found what I was meant to do for the rest of my life. And I've been doing it for about 14 years.
So you've got a theater background then?
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Have you ever participated in any of the performances?
No, not participated in performances at the center, but outside of the center, I try to stay involved with theater just in a creative way as a way to kind of keep those muscles sharp.
Yeah.
So I direct locally occasionally. But really, the work at the center is about creating access for others, you know, creating access for communities who don't normally have access to the arts. It's about making sure that schools who don't currently have arts programs can have arts offerings. So the center does a lot in schools in Orange County and beyond. So our work, you know, the day-to-day part of our work is about creating those access points so that as many people as possible, those who didn't always realize that the arts were for them or that they belonged in the arts, maybe there's a feeling of disconnect or a feeling of it being a privileged place. It's not. It's for everybody. And we work really hard to sort of melt those barriers or those perceived barriers so that people realize those buildings are for them. They're for the community. That's why they were built in the first place. So that's kind of at the heart of what we do.
That's an excellent point, that this is really a cultural community center for everyone. It really is a world-class place that we have the opportunity to be close to.
Every year we try to do more and more to make sure that we are as accessible as possible. And this was another way to do so, to say, gosh, you know, you can study the arts, you can dance, you can study music, you have the right to do all of those things, no matter what your physical or cognitive condition is. And for these kids, it's often such an important place for them to find their voice and to express themselves, and to also just have that creative, that exciting sort of positive energy that you get when you perform or when you express yourself in a dance class. So we know that the impact for these students is really positive. One of the things that we also do for the program is, you know, while the kids are studying, the parents are nearby. They're adjacent to the room, but they're not in the room. The parents have support and respite during class, because mm-hmm. we know families often with kids with disabilities need that time and sort of really cherish that sort of moment to kind of exhale for a second and bond with each other, because they work so hard every day all the time to keep things going. And the parents really bond with each other in that environment. They're often, you know, becoming actual friends outside of the dance class environment because they bond over things that maybe their kids are going through that are similar mm-hmm. in experience. So in addition to the dance classes, we have this parent respite piece of the school.
So it ends up being really for the whole family.
Correct.
What you're doing. Is there anything else that you want to tell us today or leave us with?
You know, we are growing in the number of classes we're offering. In just 6 weeks, we'll be starting a new batch of classes. We're adding more classes, and we would love for more people to find us and come give it a try. So check out that website, scfta.org/classes, for that information. And also just, I would say, stay tuned about the plaza. We'd be excited to have folks come down and check it out when it's finished this fall, late October. Come and be a part of all the great performances and parties and your classic rock concert.
Yes,
that'll be out
there
on the plaza. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Jason.